USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump has been briefed on the shooting of at least six police officers in Philadelphia. The situation started as police served a narcotics warrant. The officers who have been shot have non-life-threatening injuries. The Dow closed down 800 points to finish the day at 25,479. Lenore Hawkins of Thematica Research on Wall Street's bad day.
What has me actually really worried is looking at what is going on in the bond markets. For example, what we saw with the 30-year Treasury is it hit an all-time low of interest rate. And that happened at a time where we're not getting some sort of terrifying headline. And it's also happening at a time where the foreign purchases of Treasury bonds is going down. And when the federal government is spending so much money that we need roughly an additional $1 trillion a year just to cover the deficits.
Hawkins was speaking there on Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stealth? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
A reality TV husband and wife face tax evasion charges. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Chrisley Knows Best follows the Georgia real estate magnate Todd Chrisley and his boisterous family who live in the Nashville area.
Meet Todd Chrisley. He's the patriarch of perfection.
We're not perfect.
But perfect should be something you should strive to be.
It's aired on USA for 7 seasons. Recently, it premiered a spinoff called Growing Up Chrisley. Well, now he and his wife Julie have been indicted by a federal grand jury on charges alleging, among other things, they tried to hide their income from the show from the IRS. The 12-count indictment also accusing them of conspiracy, bank fraud, and wire fraud. Chrisley's lawyer says the allegations are based on complete falsehoods.
The FAA announced that 15-inch MacBook Pro laptop computers sold between 2015 and 2017 will no longer be allowed on planes since the batteries can overheat and catch fire. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Turning to politics, as many of your Democratic presidential campaigns remain in Iowa, crisscrossing the state, heading to local fairs, Trump 2020 campaign advisor Laura Trump tells Fox News it doesn't matter who the Democrats bring against President Trump.
I don't think it matters who this president runs against. He'd be happy to run against Joe Biden, but if it happens to be Elizabeth Warren, then we feel very comfortable there, too.
Trump continues and shares what she believes people in the country are focused on.
People in this country are focused on how much better their life is, I think, under this president versus the socialist ideas that many of these candidates are proposing on the left. But either one of them, we're very happy to run against.
The FBI is investigating an attack that took place Tuesday morning at an ICE facility in San Antonio, Texas. Acting DHS Secretary Kevin McAleen says the person responsible is still on the loose.
It does appear to be targeted, and again, as you just noted, this is the fourth incident of violence or an issue at an ICE facility, and our top priority is the safety of our men and women who are out there protecting American communities. Really appreciate the quick response of the FBI. The state and locals are going to be investigating this, but we got to find this perpetrator, and we've got to ensure that this can't happen again.
Shortly after the attack, a man was detained but then released after authorities said he was not connected to the incident. For more news, check us out online at usaradionews.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.